How about now?
Log Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Steve Tomaszewski, and we're live talking cars in beautiful downtown Meadowdale. Where am I? Linda Darrell, who are you? What the heck are we doing here this morning?
Oh, hey, everybody. I'm in Cary, Illinois. We have a huge crowd here today playing on our slot car.
They all got quiet as soon as we turned on the microphone. Wait, come on, we need something. Glenn Spector. Hey, Glenn. Does it come through here? You know, we're very proud to be one of our first shows here on Talking Cars. For every show we do, we donate a show to the a soldier's family or the charity of your choice. So think about a charity this year that we can donate to and get them on there and help them out a little bit. Now, we kind of met last year, maybe the year before. I met several people here over the years at Meadowdale. But can you tell us, what is Meadowdale? What is it?
Meadowdale?
What's MRPA?
MRPA. MRPA stands for Meadowdale International Raceway Preservation Association. Meadowdale Raceways was open from 58 to 69 in Carpentersville, and we promote and preserve the history of not only Meadowdale, but all racing in the Midwest.
Well, when you say the Midwest, I mean, do people come from how far? What's the furthest people have come from to be here?
Well, we have somebody here from Michigan today.
Go Blue! Okay. He's a Spartan, so we'll let that go.
People from Utah, Wyoming, Nebraska, Ohio, so
everywhere. And we get a chance now during the week. We're going to be at auto dealerships and maybe Restorations Unlimited, and we'll talk to them how they're doing. Dealerships, we talk to the dealers, we talk about new cars, and then everybody goes, "I wish I had something to do on the weekend." Now, you guys took me in as a stranger. Thank you, Larry Fullhorse, sitting over here, and they go, "Hey, come on in. How you doing? How easy is it?" Where are we, number one, the address, but how easy is it for someone to join MRPA, and is there like a committee that they have to go through and get screened? How does it work to join MRPA?
Anybody can join.
Even me?
Even you, yes. It is. We have memberships available for a year. You get a fancy little pin each year.
Okay, is that like $1,000, or what does that cost?
It is $40 for a person.
$40 American,
50 for
60 euros.
50 for a family.
50 for a family. So it doesn't matter how many are in the family?
Nope.
Wow. What is that website?
www.mrpa.org.
Okay. Now, I can tell you're over 21 because we still got the dub-dub-dub going there, which is funny. We were asking Ralph earlier, what's his website? He goes, Linda, what's my website? Just come through. You have an event coming up. We got some great people coming up on the show. I'm going to read off their names slowly here a little bit. We have Tony DiLorenzo coming up. We have Ralph sitting right over here. Ralph, how do you pronounce your last name? Maury, Ralph Maury. That'll do it. Okay. We have sitting right behind me Larry Fullhorse. Am I saying that right? H-U-R-S-T? This. Larry Best, Glenn Johnson, Tom Stefani from Nicky Chevrolet, Bob Dunkel, Ralph, we moved you up a little bit, Scott Steyer, Lucy DeLapp, and Dale Anderson. Holy smokes. But you have an event coming up, and let me tell you something. I want to do a shout-out to all the troops around the world and say, listen to one of the upcoming shows, which is going to be the Motorsports and Memories Winter Banquet. Al Unser Sr., four-time Indy 500 winner, and Al Unser Jr. How did they find out about Meadowdale?
Oh, we're famous everywhere, yes.
Holy smokes, Batman.
Yes, well, last year we had Al Unser Jr. as our honored guest, and this year we have him coming back with his dad. So that should be very exciting. We get to hear a little bit of the family story in the background there.
Now, if somebody wanted to go to MRPA, MIRPA.org, and can you get this right online? And what does this cost? Again, $500 a ticket, or how much is it?
They can go online to our events section and download the form. If you're a member, it's only $95 for the dinner, $120 if you want to spend the day with the Unsers and come to lunch and do a car collection.
And where's the car collection going to be?
Car collection is downtown Chicago. It's a private collection at Richard Dry House. Okay. It's at Chicago Vintage Motor Carriage, and the banquet then is later in the evening with a silent auction, and that is at the Schomburg Marriott.
Okay, and that's right off of Martingale Road in Higgins. You just go south about a quarter mile. It's on the west-hand side of the street right by my house. Okay, so that's working out pretty good. So that's upcoming Saturday, February 6th. Now, is there another – what's the next meeting for MRPA? You got another – how often do you meet?
We meet on the first Saturday of every month.
Like today,
but we will not be there next month because that will be the banquet, which, by the way, you do not have to be a member to come to, but it will cost you a little more.
Okay, and what will a little more mean?
It'll be less to join than it is to pay a little more.
Okay. So you could join the membership at MARPA, MARPA.org, and it's $40 a year for an individual, $50 for a family, okay? And then, you know, next time come around, I think we got Jake's going to be showing us pictures. He's been showing us pictures here all morning, going here. Glenn, we met back at the Starbucks. The great team's going, when somebody says, why should I come out to MARPA and talk to you people? There's 100 clubs out there. And I do a lot of shows with a lot of clubs. What do you think makes Meadowdale different, possibly, than any other club out there? Then we'll let you go.
I don't know. I would say...
Oh, I like the donuts up here.
We have
darn good
donuts.
And coffee.
And coffee.
Got donuts and coffee.
Yep.
And I got the T-shirt.
And lots and lots of new friends you would meet. Lots and lots of new friends with like interests. And there's, you know, friends that are super famous and friends that are super fun and friends who race and friends who don't. And it's a really fun group.
Well, it doesn't get any better than that. Linda, we're going to be back to you in about 30 minutes. Coming up next on our slot here is Tony DiLorenzo, who's sitting over there in a chair. It's like, come on, Tony. He's bringing his coffee. Wait, he's got Caribou coffee. And then we got Ralph Morey coming up right after that. Tony, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Come on in. Sit down. Sit down. Holy smokes. You walked in the door and everybody started applauding. Were you the guy shoveling the parking lot out there?
That was because I put money in the donut kitty.
Okay. I think we're up to $71 here for donuts.
That's yes, it is. But she keeps them hidden. She only puts a few out at a time because she's no dummy.
Okay. Now, Linda was standing there bragging about you a little bit. I know you're a very humble young man. And we go back to the day, and what I heard was something about the last race at Meadowdale. Did I hear that correctly, in May of 1969?
That's correct. The last race at Meadowdale was run on the short course in a driving rainstorm. And myself and my partner, Jerry Thompson, finished 1-2. And Ron Weaver, also from the Detroit area, finished third. He was driving our cars. That's a little racing expression. He was following us closely.
Okay, he was driving our cars.
But we didn't know that it would be the last race, but that's how it turned out. So
now here it is. A few years have gone by since 1969. It's 2016. You're still friends with these folks.
I was only 9 at the time, so I.
Lucy's laughing the loudest over there. Hey, Lucy, you're off. Kind of, we'll get you there. Lucy DeLapo.
I don't know. I guess it runs in the family. We know a lot of these people because we raced a lot in the Midwest. Our team was based in Detroit, and we raced at Elkhart Lake. We raced at what's the one up the road by the border?
Road America?
Blackhawk Farms.
Blackhawk. Hey, a shout-out to Palma Chute out there. We had a great time. A lot of fun down there. Autobahn Country Club. You got Mark Bass, Kevin Rogers. We go up to Road America with Mary Lou Hain and George Brugnes. I always pronounce his name right. Brugnes. It's like Tabashevsky. Yeah, Steve. We're good. We get through that. They go through it. Michigan International Speedway, Las Vegas Motor Speedway, Sebring. We love to go to Laguna Seca. And for those of you who would like to call in on our next show, you can dial 1-909-202-8714. Our friend Glenn over there, Johnson, who we met at Starbucks doing our sound check for us today, making sure everything's working. So think about this. Next month, if we can, maybe we'll do a show at the car show. We do the Imperial Collection. We're over at BOA. We just came back from the Piercero Museum. And you can call in and listen to the show. God, I couldn't make it to the show. You can call in 1-909-202-8714 every Saturday, and it's going to be moved, Tony, to 9 a.m. Now, that's Central Time. Okay.
I'm in Detroit.
Oh, okay. Now, are you from Detroit?
Originally, I'm from Detroit.
What part of Detroit?
I was born on the west side, and then we moved to Flint, and then back to the north suburb of Birmingham. Now I live in
220 Merrill.
Blue.
Hey, a shout-out to our friends at Century 21 and Royal Oak, 32321 Woodward Drive in the Dream Cruise every year that we're at. We love Detroit. We got the Detroit Auto Show coming up.
Yes, it is. And my cousin Matt, who was editor of Road and Track. Now he works for Kelly Blue Book, and he's going to be in for the show, so I'll get to see him. That's good. And then I'm going to...
Well, we're going to be doing our show live, Detroit Auto Show, with Jason Richmond, the Honda Pro, sponsored by Honda and Dealer Inspire here in the Naperville area, the largest automotive marketing company out there. Our friends at Motorworks here in Barrington, a shout-out to Mick... Austin, boy, I never get that. Well, I used to work for Paul Tamraz in 86. Figure that out. I was 9 years old.
Yeah.
So, okay. Now, Tony, are you going to this dinner?
I'm planning on going to the dinner. I'm actually a couple of weeks. I'm leaving for Daytona. I'm going to the Road Racing Drivers Club dinner at Daytona, which is on the 27th.
Well, Linda, I have an idea. Let's give Tony a card, and on one of our next shows, if you're not here, the number on the back, notice my shameless plug, 909-202-8714, every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You could call and go, hi, Linda, how you doing? How's the people doing up there at Meadowdale? How's that sound?
That's going to be cool.
That's going to be something to do.
That would be annoying.
Yeah, we go through it. You know, we always ask our guests, we're going to get to you, Linda, at the end of the show to do a shout-out to our troops around the world. There's a young man or young woman out there defending our country today so we can be sitting here in Cherry. What would you like to say to them?
God bless all of you. Stay safe and come home as soon as you can.
Tony, it doesn't get any better than that. Thank you so much. All right, on our list here, we're just moving right around. Ralph is here. Larry's in the wings going, Steve, I was next. Yeah, I know. Linda changed it. We're going to blame Linda for that. Ralph, come on in, sit down. How are you today, Ralph? Okay, let's start off the right way. What's the website?
Oh, how are you? Help me out on this.
Okay, yeah, let's go with the phone.
RU2Inc.com.
Okay, so, you know, we just happened to meet. When I was here, they were so nice. They go, Steve, you should go next door. And I go, I'm here. Why would I go next door? And they go,
they're better.
Okay.
Oh!
Yeah. Okay. So how did you meet Linda and everybody here at Meadowdale?
Just like interests, really. I mean, a lot of people I've known for a lot of years. We can't say numbers in our group now, but long time.
Over 21.
Yeah.
Now, we also know you're on a time crunch, so we won't keep you a lot. But what was funny is I walked in your office. You're sitting behind a desk. You said, hey, how you doing? Come on in. Didn't know me from Adam. And it's like, oh, hi there. I'm Steve. He goes, yeah, how can I help you? And, I mean, that is the kind of thing that people, and what I had also learned is that you have worked on several cars that have actually been at Pebble Beach.
Yes, we have.
Okay. What kind of cars?
We had a 1947 Delahaye and a 56 Ferrari, a one-off car. It was for King Leopold. And numerous other cars.
Now, how the heck would King Leopold, except on talking cars, find you and carry on?
The King no longer owned it.
Okay.
An owner in Southern Illinois had it.
Now, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, we know we got the website, which is?
RU2Inc.com.
Okay. And now you got somebody working on your website, if I remember right. Okay, here, you're going to work on that. But one of the most interesting things I saw back there, it's just not Ferraris. It's just not Corvettes. It's just not Alpinas. There's a damn good humor truck in the back there. What the hell is that about?
That's a complete restoration on a collector. He has a lot of odd things, and one of them is this good humor truck, of which I kind of promised we'd have ice cream this month, but we didn't quite get it finished in time. So the month after the dinner, we will have ice cream at Restorations Unlimited.
Well, we know. We want to say, Ralph, thank you. And, you know, let's talk about, you know, sometime in the next quarter, the first quarter of 2016, bringing out Talking Cars over to Restorations Unlimited.
Okay.
And the website is?
The website is?
This is a test. What, are you? Go ahead.
RU2Inc.com.
Ralph, can't appreciate enough. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Great. Hey, Larry Fullhorst, who's been so kind to be patient. He's got all the patience out to go through. I come here and sit down, and he goes, yeah, I could do this. So, Larry, good morning. How are you?
Great. Glad to have you here.
We're sitting here, and I'm going across. What are we going to talk about? And he goes, well, I was at the first race.
Well, actually, it was the first race that I saw at Meadowdale, 1968 Trans Am race.
Okay. And for the folks, including me, who don't know what a Trans Am race is, what is a Trans Am?
It was a professional series of pony cars, Mustangs, Camaros, Javelins.
Javelins, here we go, 1967 Javelin, AMX.
I bought my tickets for the race at the Glenview American Motors dealership. The tickets were $5, and I go, let's go out to Meadowdale. Went out there, we saw the two red, white, and blue cars. One was Peter Revson, one was George Fulmer, and the team was built by Ronnie Kaplan. And 40 years later, I got to meet Ronnie Kaplan here at MRPA. Sadly, he passed away in 2014, but it was kind of neat to meet the guy that fielded the cars that were at that race.
Now, when you're saying the cars, are you talking specifically about the AMX Javelin of the time, which was blue? Was that the one you're talking about? Or
no, it wasn't the AMX. It was the Javelin, and it was the factory team. They were red, white, and blue cars.
Okay, I'm starting to remember that just a little bit. Okay, I got a few more years than you, but now, did those cars have to have roll cages? Do you remember back then?
Some of the cars started building roll cages. Most of them just had roll bars in it. But you had the Shelby Mustangs. One of the drivers was a local driver here. Horst Quett was driving one of them. Jerry Titus was driving the other one.
Okay.
Roger Penske's team was there with the Camaros. Peter Revson was driving the Javelin. Mark Donahue was in the Camaro, and his teammate was Sam Posey.
So definitely a few names. Now, we're going to go from 1968. We just did that with Ralph and Tony and Linda. 1968 to 2016. You're still here.
Well, I found this organization through Facebook. Amazing, you know. And
Linda's amazing. Yay, Linda, yay!
Yeah, and actually through Facebook, I met a lot of people and came to the first dinner and got to meet Tony DiLorenzo. You know,
wow.
He signed my Trans Am book at that dinner. You know, it was pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, also in the back, we're going to, right after about 60 minutes, we're going to go out the back to an actual slot car track. And tell us just a little bit about that slot car track before we get back out there.
Well, it was built by Bob Dunkel. It's a pretty scale representation of the real Meadowdale racetrack that was in Carpentersville and all.
Let's freeze frame that now. I'm looking back there, and it looks like the elevations go up and down. Were those elevations, wasn't Meadowdale flat, or did it go up and down?
It's definitely a hilly track. Today, it's a bicycle walking path. It's 3.25 miles long, so you can go out there on a bike or walk around and see the entire track.
Well, it doesn't get any better than that. So now, here today, here it's Saturday morning. Jake is here. Hi, Jake. And, you know, doing all the filming for us here. We appreciate that. You know, if somebody has said to you, you know what, Larry, you always go out to that MRPA thing. Do you think I should go out there? What would be your response to him? Do you think I should go with you next time, next month when you go out to the meeting?
You never know who will walk in the door. It's pretty amazing. I mean, a lot of history.
Jake's here.
A lot of history. A lot of young guys like Jake.
Lucy's here.
A lot of good-looking women like Lucy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And friendly people.
Yeah, it's a fun place to be.
MRPA, MIRPA.org. It just doesn't get any better than that. Larry, thanks again. How about a shout-out to the troops?
Hey, thanks for serving. We really appreciate it.
You know, thank you so much, Larry. Dale Anderson coming up, if we've got him around here somewhere in just a minute. I know he's standing across the corner over there, and he's coming. He's going to bring some friends, I think. Is he going to bring some friends? Okay. Dale, good morning. How are you today?
Great.
Holy smoke. You got the whole crew over there, huh?
Yeah. Couldn't be a better place to be today.
So we're out here just for a minute, and there was a name in here, Ronnie Kaplan, and some of the new friends that you met. And how did you get to MRPA?
I can't remember. I've been coming here probably about 6 years, and to coffee and cars. Somebody, I can't remember where I found out about it. But, I mean, the terrific thing about this is all the people that I've met. I've got a lot of friends that I've made just in the last few years. Some of them I had heard of or watched race or watched cars that they had built race, because I've been a long-time race fan since the 60s. And it's just,
when you were nine?
Yeah, when I was nine.
Okay.
And it's just, that's really the thing. I've gotten to meet people that I knew of and other fans, and I, as I say, people with the same disease that I have. And
now, do you have a favorite car?
Actually, I do. I've been through a lot of cars, and I've restored a lot of street cars. Sunbeam Tiger is actually my current favorite. I have one, and I'm restoring another one.
Now, as soon as we hear that name, we think immediately of Don Adams and Get
Smart.
Oh, yeah,
Get Smart, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was only the first...
I go back.
That was only the first season or two, and you know the next car he drove on?
No, I don't.
A Karmann Ghia, actually. I think Volkswagen must have given them more money than Sunbeam.
That's funny. And you can see in our private placement here, we've got some pictures that we didn't bring out before that were in here, and Tony's in here and a few other people. It is just a friendly environment, and I would encourage everyone to go to MIRPA.org and at least take a look at the site. And there was a couple of younger people here. Jack? Who is the young people here with the slot cars?
I think they are kids and grandkids of other members here. So.
And I tell you what, I go to a lot of shows, and I don't see, you know, and don't take this wrong, younger people, of course, I'm only 27.
Yeah.
But the logistics behind that is there's women here, friends from Starbucks, a young man doing some photo video here, younger children under 21. Geez, they're like 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years old. And that's amazing because you really don't see that. You see a lot of people, I own a $500,000 race car, and get away, little kid. And everybody's just like picking them up, saying, hey, you want to see this? It's amazing. Yeah. Totally amazing.
No, it's true. I know some of my friends that have been showing some of these cars, or even at a racetrack when you're in the pits, particularly vintage racing, will go out of their way to put kids, sit them in the seat, let them take pictures. I mean, it thrills them and usually their parents too.
How excited are you about the upcoming event, Saturday, February 6, 2016, at the Chicago Marriott Schaumburg with L. Unser Jr. and Sr.?
I'm really excited. I'm on the board of MRPA now, so I get to go out for dinner with the speaker the night before too, and
just drop that.
Well, and got to do it. Well, and got to know L. Unser Jr. a little bit last year, and I'm excited to meet his father. So
even over after a couple of years, now you're on the board, meet some great new friends, and it's Saturday morning, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Sitting here drinking coffee, talking cars. Oh, that's the name of the show.
Yeah. I can't think of anything better to do.
Hey, if you ever want to, in the future, give a call into the show. If you're driving, please put it on speakerphone or OnStar, 909-202-8714. Some of the new shows coming up next year will be sponsored by the Bob Roarman Auto Group, SchaumburgHondaAutos.com, Bill Stasek Chevrolet, the number, I believe, 11th Corvette dealer in the United States. Our friends at Bill Jacobs, great guy. I knew Bill Jacobs II. He actually sponsored me in 1988 for one of my companies. We go back to it. Our friends at Man Marketing that are out there. Everybody is looking for something new. Dealer Inspire, Motorworks of Barrington. Yes, these are the people who pay our bills. So when we come out on the weekends and we're doing our shows, it's a shout-out to our sponsors to say thank you, to say, hey, if you're looking for parts for your Porsche, for your Carmen Ghia, for your Volkswagen, for your Nissan, for your Ford, Mondays is Mercedes Monday, okay? Tuesdays is Toyota Tuesdays. Think about this, talking cars. Then on the weekends, we're at MRPA.
It's not Sunbeam Saturday, is it?
It's not Sunbeam Saturday, no. No, once a month we're going to be at the Autobahn Country Club. Once a month we're going to be at Blackhawk. Once a month we'll be at Gingerman. Once a month we'll be at Road America. Now, that's all subject to change on availability, because we have shows at Laguna Seca. We have shows at Springs, Sebring, Dallas Motor Speedway, right down the list. And it's like, well, what can we do? So as we gain more sponsors and we do shows like this, but it's really a privilege to go for those who are looking for the camaraderie right here at MRPA, MIRPA.org. You know, start here Saturday. Now, if we're coming from Barrington on, what's the street out here, Northwest Highway? Is that right?
And Route 14.
Jandis, is that how you say that word?
Jandis Cutoff.
Yeah, so you go to the Jandis Cutoff and you turn, okay,
yes.
So you go over the tracks, turn left, come down about a quarter mile,
yes.
And then on the side, you got a little sign out here with some race flags that says MRPA.org.
Right.
Okay, that is pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, so as we get up and running here, what are one of the things besides this, what are some of the other upcoming events for MRPA? Then we'll let you go. What is coming up for MRPA this year?
Well, I don't know if anybody mentioned our car show. That's in September every year, and it's September.
Where's the car show?
At Meadowdale,
okay.
And it's the one time that people get to actually drive cars on the old track.
Okay.
So all our cars are lined up on the main straightaway. We have 300 and some cars, I think, every
300.
Year. 300? Yeah.
Okay, I've seen the show coming up. Okay.
Yeah.
With the video crew, and Jake's going to run the camera. Okay.
September 12th, I believe, this year.
Well, you know what? It takes that much time to put a show together. It's a heck of a lot of work.
It is.
People think you just show up, doesn't work.
Yeah.
Okay, so can they start registering for that show? A great place for them to start is right here, Saturday?
Sure.
February 6th?
Well, yeah, that's the banquet.
Okay, well, we're not talking about it here.
Yeah, I don't think we're taking registrations yet for the car show, but that'll be online on MRPA.org.
Okay. And then just to go through. Well, Dale, we can't thank you enough. We know we got Larry Betts coming up here just in a few seconds. How about a shout-out to the troops out there?
God bless all of you. It's a great thing that you're doing, and we want you all back safe.
There you go. Thank you, Dale. Thank you so much. Hey, we're live with Talking Cars. We got Larry Betts coming up here in 30 seconds. Okay. Well, he will be here. And if Larry's not here, Glenn Johnson will be up here. And we know he's still doing our our sound check. So let's do a special thanks to all of our friends out here at MIRPA, MIRPA.org, and take a look at the website. You know, it's info, I think, is the email, right, Linda? Info at MIRPA.org if they have a question, if I remember correctly. And we're going to be giving this embed code to be put on the site. So if you want to listen to the show, just go to MIRPA.org, click on the code. You can listen to the show and say, hey, Glenn from Starbucks, how are you?
Good. How's Steve doing? Good.
Steve is good this morning. And thanks for doing our sound check this morning. That's a little bit of fun. Appreciate that. We still got you're running on your phone here, so that's good. Yeah. So okay, somebody's phone. But, you know, we get a lot of calls from callers, and we're not taking calls this morning, but in the future we can hold up to 100 live callers. I don't know if you knew that or not. So when we do our shows for the VFW, I'm also the one of the public affairs officers for Rolling Thunder. We get 500,000 motorcycles Memorial Day weekend from the Pentagon parking lot, and we ride to the Vietnam Wall. And we do that every year. Rolling Thunder does that. Let me correct that. Rolling Thunder does that, and God bless them. That's a tribute to all of our soldiers and sailors around the world. Glenn, you and I met at Starbucks and go, hey, how you doing? That was it.
I'm good. Okay. Yeah, I was on my last year of active duty, and I was in Starbucks, and I was getting ready to go someplace. I was on a homeland defense mission for weapons of mass destruction. And this guy, Steve, walks up to me and goes, hey, I'm Steve, and I'm with so-and-so, so-and-so, and I've got a show called Soldier's Family, and I do it on the radio, and we just started talking about what was going on. So I haven't seen Steve since then. So I walk in here this morning to visit with all the good friends from MIRPA.
MIRPA.org.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
And Steve's running around like a chicken with his head cut off, trying to get this all set up. You want to talk?
Yeah.
And he blows right by me, and I'm like, I knew this dude from somewhere. So I come up, I go, Steve, remember me?
No.
And that's exactly what he said. He said, no. I said, hey, I met you at Starbucks. I was on active duty. I had my uniform on and everything. He's like, oh, yeah, now I remember you. So, but, hey, MIRPA's a great organization, a very diverse group of people. There's I have my buddy here, Scott Steyer, from high school, who's into Model A's. I myself am a two-wheel guy. I like to do motorcycles. And I find out after meeting Tony DiLorenzo last year that Tony's actually a two-wheel guy. And I'm trying to get him out on the track with the group that I work with, Sport Bike Track Time, at Road America after the AMA race. Well, now it's called Moto America. So I'm trying to do that. Need to talk to the powers that be for that. And
shout out to our friends at Sport Track Track Time. How's it sound?
Sport Bike Track Time.
We met them at the Autobahn.
Right. That's the group that I work with. I'm an instructor trainer down there.
Okay. So we're gonna even talk more now. But this just shows you the power of the show. Linda again at MECA, right? What's that, MECA? They go through it. So we're gonna tilt the microphone as we're talking. See how that works. Get that, Jake.
I can do that.
Okay. And you know what? Let's say hi to Frank and Dana right now. He was on our show for the last 2 years. We appreciate it. We were at Bloomington Gold with him 3 years ago before ESPN picked him up. And I had the same setup there. And there's more to tell. But God bless Phil and Dana and Frank. We appreciate it. They allow us to do our show there every year. And we were there for the Batmobile sale this year. That was kind of cool with some of our friends. So. Now, you have friends from high school, so obviously you graduated in 2005, 2006 with Linda.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Actually, yeah, Linda and I have another friend that's
in common.
Yeah, we have more than one or two friends.
Okay.
And Linda was a dancing queen back in her day.
Oh,
and
there we go.
Our paths actually crossed, but we didn't know each other at the time.
And now
Phil,
here you are.
I met her at MIRPA.
And
we started talking about it. Yeah, exactly. 10 years later.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Okay. Go through it. Hey, we want to say a special thanks. We've seen the phone lines light up here, about 9 callers. We're not taking calls today at 909-202-8714, but in the future we will. So kind of think about that. If you're out on a Saturday morning, 8, 9, 10 o'clock, you can go right to your dashboard. We have projections out there. You can dial in, put it on your speakerphone, and see what's happening with Talking Cars on Saturday morning. It'll be a great show. Hey, a shout out to one of our new sponsors, Cinsay, Cinsay. They also help sponsor the Andretti TV site. And so we have a brand new shopping cart in there. We're going to certainly put up all of these beautiful things. Look around here. Now, I've seen something up here for sale.
What piece? The Mario?
For $35. I think
that is the autographed Mario Andretti 1969 picture of the winning Indy 500 championship car.
It's already bought. Talking Cars just bought that 3 seconds ago. Okay, sold. Had to go through it. But you look around here, there are just pieces of history. And, you know, I'm ecstatic that you're here, that you actually remembered, you know, Little Soldiers Family TV and radio. But let's say right now, again, if somebody is kind of thinking about joining a company or joining a group, but, you know, can they just walk in here and say hi and kind of, do they have to pay the $40 right away, or can they come in and talk to people?
I'd say you can just, anybody can come in and talk and just have a great time. I mean, it's very nostalgic in here. And Linda's got planes up here, old cars, motorcycle stuff. It's very, like I said, it's a very diverse group.
Right,
yeah, but Tony's only 32.
Just to go through it. Hey, how about we do a shout out now to our friends and family, our soldiers' family around the world, and who might you know out there?
Oh, man, to all my brothers in arms, hey, just remember, one team, one fight. Be safe.
Doesn't get any better than that. Glenn Johnson, thanks for being on the show. Roger that. Hey, you know, we're having a great time here this morning. Tom Stefani from Nikki Chevrolet is going to be up here in a minute. And I do want to thank everybody for allowing this little piece of microphone and internet. And I'm sure Jake may or may not agree, but this is an amazing piece of equipment. And to think that as little as 3 years ago, it started off, it was actually an Android. And I was sending it to my sons in Kuwait and Ukraine and Guam. And their friends started listening. And all of a sudden, we were talking cars. And who knew? And a special thanks always to the Bob Roorman Auto Group, Ryan Roorman, who said, how can I help you? So starting back up in February, we're going to be live. We're live right now. This is a great pilot show. This is how it started. And it archives. So we're going to send it over to Linda. We're going to send you the embed code to put right on there. You can listen to this. And next time somebody says to you, what is MRPA? Why do you go there? Send them the link. Here, you know, and imagine if I had to explain to 20,000 people a month, right, Jake, of what Talking Cars is. I'd be like, all right. So I wish Ralph was here so we could tease him a little more about his website. What's that website, Ralph? You know, R2D2.com, something like that. Okay. Hey, we love Ralph at Restoration Someone. He's sitting right next to me. Everyone has been here. It's kind of neat. Tom Stefani. Am I saying that right?
That's correct. Yep.
And I didn't even know this, but it is part of one of the largest histories in automobiles, I'll say in the country, and that's the Nikki Chevrolet, I'll say, monogram. It's known around the world. Anytime I was doing something back in a 7.5 Z28 Camaro with the split bumpers, we've got to go to Nikki. And it was like, okay, why? It's on the other side of town. So without any further ado, Tom, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm just fine. Here, just for you.
Oh, great.
Go through it. Now, are you here by yourself today, or who are you here with?
Well, I was here, actually, with my son, my grandson, my granddaughter, and a bunch of friends.
You got it all going.
Absolutely. We try to make this a weekly or a monthly visit with the kids, and of course, the slot car track's a big attraction for my grandson. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And so Jack is my grandson, who just happens to be named after my dad, Jack Stefani, and so it's kind of fun to have him here, and he's kind of addicted to racing now, and so that's a good thing, I think.
Now, let's go right to it. Were you actually involved in the company business?
No, I was a son of one of the owners. Jack Stefani, his name is John, and he went by Jack, was one of the owners, along with my Uncle Ed and my aunt.
Uncle Ed, I got an Uncle Ed.
Yeah, my Uncle Ed. Doesn't everybody have an Uncle Ed? And my Aunt Jean were the three owners of Nikki Chevrolet, and my Uncle Ed and my dad were the two operating owners of Nikki Chevrolet. My dad was primarily the guy that did the marketing and sales side, and my uncle was kind of more of the financial general manager type side.
So we're going to throw you under the bus right now.
Okay.
Get ready. Nobody knows the question you're going to ask, so let's get you there.
All right.
Where did the name Nikki come from?
Well, it's actually pretty easy. Actually, it's pretty easy because my grandfather was in the roofing supply business back in the 30s during the Depression. And during that time, he also built houses from time to time. And also during that time, there wasn't really a mortgage market. So when he built a house and wanted to sell it, you'd often have to take back the paper. And he sold a house to Mr. and Mrs. Nicky. I don't know their first name or his first name, but
can we get a year on this
back to like the late 20s, early 30s.
Holy smokes!
Yeah. So,
wow.
Mr. Nicky fell down the stairs and died during that time. Now, I'm not sure whether it's shoddy construction, but
we're talking cars now. We're talking cars.
Could have been shoddy construction on my grandfather's side, but anyway, I don't think so. But anyway, he helped. Since my grandfather held the paper, and my grandmother ended up with the paper, these folks had a Chevy dealership, and Mrs. Nicky traded the Chevy dealership for the house, basically. And so the Stefani family got the name Nicky and kept the name Nicky because it's certainly a lot easier to pronounce than Stefani. So
okay.
And so they kept the name Nicky and kept it as Nicky Chevrolet during the Depression. And really, they didn't do a whole lot with it during the Depression. They just kind of held on to it until after World War II. When it really, when of course the post-war boom took off, and that's when they decided to really focus on the car business. So that's how they.
I think what's amazing today is that when you mentioned I'm here with my son, I'm here with my grandson and granddaughter. It's the family part of MRFA that I'm really liking. You know what? We all fight like cats and dogs with our family. But you know, if you can get together once a month. And, you know, that's amazing. That's totally amazing.
Yeah.
And now the Nicky franchise lives on, I believe,
right.
In St. Charles, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, so it doesn't have anything to do with the Stefani family. But, certainly. Steve Bimby's done a good job of carrying on the Nicky name. And certainly we wish him well. And he's a good supporter of MRFA as well. So that's a good thing.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Outstanding. So, you know, how hard is it for you to come to these meetings once a month? Is this something you look forward to? Do you come once a year, or how does that go?
Oh, it's on the calendar. And if I didn't show up, Linda would, you know, well, I won't tell you what Linda would do to me. But I'm this is a required attendance, you know,
from her
standpoint. But what we do, honestly, now what we're doing is we're meeting up with a bunch of racing friends first thing in the morning, like 8:30 in the morning, having breakfast, and then we all come over here.
And where do you go?
We have the Carey restaurant right here in town.
Okay,
so
say Carey restaurant again. We're going to send them a bill for $100. Okay.
No, they take
Carey restaurant. Yay!
We had
the Carey restaurant.
We had it's in Carey.
Right downtown.
Yeah.
By the river? Or?
No, it's right downtown, right on Route 14 as you leave town. Yeah.
Okay.
So
west side.
It'd be on the west side of town.
Okay. So Saturday, first Saturday of every month, not next Saturday, right Monday.
No.
Not next month. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Generally.
And in March.
Generally, during the winter especially, we have 6-7 people get together for breakfast, and they're all racing friends and people, but then we all come over here. And I will tell you this, Slot Kark has really reinvigorated the coffee and cars for a variety of reasons. And what I really like to see the most is not only the grandkids, the little kids, but also their dads and their moms showing up here. And all of a sudden, this graying group of people that we have, which are all wonderful folks, we're seeing a lot of youth being, put into the mix, which I really like to see.
Well, I saw Lucy Delap. She brought her
dad
today.
Yeah, there you go. So, or Lucy was brought by her dad.
Brought her dad.
And Linda's parents were here today too, and you know, we see more and more people, more than we usually see, and these younger kids. You know, my grandson asks my son every day, at least twice a day, he tells me, when the next coffee and cars is. So he wants to know when he can get over here and race on the track again. And he's got a track.
I'll be with you, but just hey, Grandpa, take me over there.
Oh yeah, he doesn't care about me.
I'll drive him too, right?
Right, and my granddaughter's big on it too, and she's too little to race yet, run on the track. But certainly, it's always a lot of fun to get together with all these folks and see, reacquaint ourselves and keep doing something that we enjoy so much in the summertime. To keep, we can talk about things and argue and lie and tell everybody how fast we were when we were younger.
Well, one of the things in which I really appreciate being here today, let's point it like that.
Okay.
Being here today is that there are a lot of people who would like to get into this type of racing, and I would say that they're afraid going, gee, I don't have the $100,000 car to compete with you all. But it'd be nice to go somewhere and at least learn. They come across the big car out there now, in my opinion, the Mazda Miata. It's $3,000-$5,000, and you can start, mm-hmm. you know. But, you know, so I will just tell you, sometimes it's intimidating talking to the legends who are sitting in this room, including yourself and Scott and John and Glenn. And they're like, well, gee, all these guys own $500,000 cars. Should I go to MRPA.org and get a donut? You know, what would you say to that person, you know?
Well, I would say, first of all, don't be intimidated by racing. And it is not cheap. I will never say that it's inexpensive.
Right.
But you can get in a much lower level in the Mazda Miata or a Formula V or a Formula Ford. And you can get as serious as you want. I mean, you can go all the way to racing for the national championship, to just going out for fun weekends on vintage weekends, and it's relatively reasonable. And even if you can't afford a car and still don't want to take the risk of running a car, you can always just come out and be a crew and have fun with the hang out.
Whoa! Stop the presses. What do you mean be a crew?
Crew means free work, is what it means.
Free work.
Yeah.
Now, I noticed on the website that you could acquire monies towards a dinner. So
right.
You got all kinds of things.
Well, I don't know about that, but I will tell you this, is that those of us that do race always appreciate help if people are willing to do it. And
so if they go to MIRPA.org, MIRPA.org, and they see the next event that's coming up
mm-hmm.
in April, May, or June, can they just come out to the track, or do they have to sign up ahead of time?
Well, our events primarily are here at our shop, or Linda's shop here in Cary, where the slot car track is.
Okay.
And then we have our car show in September, and then we have our annual dinner, which is coming up on February 6th, who our featured speakers are Al Unser Jr. and Sr. It's going to be a great evening, and Donald Davidson's going to be the MC at that, or he's going to be the person that interviews the two, and it should be a great night. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. And we
okay,
do
how
that.
How many people we might be expecting?
Gosh, I bet that's going to be packed. I don't know. Linda, what do you think? 250? About 250 people.
Wow.
And generally we have some other luminaries show up as well. Bobby Rahal often comes to that event, and there are other people that are involved in racing. And oh, Tony Anthony DiLorenzo, my personal hero. Now, Tony DiLorenzo is obviously well known in the racing circles as well, and I didn't know for sure if you were coming, and I hope you do. But those of us that go there have a great time doing bench racing. And then we also have our partnership with VSCDA, that they come and treat our banquet as their banquet, their annual banquet as well. VSCDA is a Vintage Sports Car Drivers Association, and they primarily focus on vintage racing here in the Midwest.
Well, it doesn't get any better than that.
No, it's great.
You know, coming up in the next few minutes, we have Lucy Belap going to be on our show. Right after that, we've got Bob Dunkel, and then we're going to be back with Linda Darrow in just a little bit. As we always do, we want to say thank you to
Tom
and the Stefani family for being on our show today, and the history of Nicky Chevrolet as we go forward. How about a shout-out to our troops around the world?
I'd love to thank the troops for all the things that they do for us and to volunteer their service. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Getting better now. Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot. And where do I send the bill to this?
Send the bill. We'll send you a bill.
Okay.
Don't worry about that. Okay, we'll send you the bill. That's kind of funny. Lucy DeLapp's going to be up here in just a minute. Hey, we want to say a special thanks. And if you got a question about MIRPA, MIRPA.org, take a look at this website. It is awesome. And Linda did so much work on it, you know, with it. You go right to the events and start looking at the upcoming event. I don't know if it's sold out yet or not. Is it not, a few more, maybe 10, 20? Okay, well, let me tell you something. This little telephone, it gets around just to get through there. And coming up on Saturday, February 6th, but you've got to go to MIRPA.org. Well, here, we'll let Lucy read this. Come here a little bit. Lucy DeLapp, how are you this morning?
Fine, thank you.
Well, it's very nice that you brought your dad here today. We appreciate that.
It wasn't my dad.
It wasn't your dad. Who was that?
That was Linda's dad.
Linda's dad. Okay, so we got Linda's dad bringing me here. So all the pretty girls out here today. But you know what? I'm glad to see more women attending. And it is hard because people, no matter what your business is, Saturday is busy.
Yes.
It always gets busy.
Yes.
What do you think about this upcoming event, Saturday, February 6th?
I think it's going to be awesome. I have been involved in this group for pretty much since the inception. And
which is when?
2009.
Wow.
I have to ask because...
Okay, so like right out of high school, you start talking with...
I... Well, thank you, but it was a little later than that.
Okay, college. Okay, we'll just go with that. Just to get through here. Well, let's just, like, read through this from each one of these lines, and you tell the people this is for you.
Okay.
And just read through the whole thing, starting up here of what it is and how it's going to work.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to read this because that's just going to sound too
bad. Okay.
But we group up with the VSCDA, which is, as explained recently, a group of vintage drivers. And we have this winter banquet where we bring in very interesting speakers who tell amazing stories of their adventures on the racetracks. And they are just phenomenally interesting. This is not something I expected I would be doing at this time in my life. This is all a big surprise. But as I kept coming to the various banquets and listening to the various speakers, I found out these guys are really fascinating. And let me rephrase that. These people are really fascinating because Janet Guthrie was an awesome speaker and not a man.
We remember Janet Guthrie back at Great Lakes Dragway. I mean,
she's an awesome, awesome speaker. They're all awesome speakers. It's always lots of fun to hear the stories and the behind the scenes stories of the various competitions between people and how this guy was trying to one up that guy and well, that didn't work out so well. In any case, February 6th. In Schaumburg at the Chicago Marriott on Schaumburg. That's right next to Woodfield for those that are familiar with the area.
A little bit south.
A little bit south.
On Martindale.
On Martindale. That is all correct. It'll be fabulous people, fabulous food, a nice little auction of some really fun
stuff.
What
kind of auction? I didn't hear about the auction.
Silent auction that we will be offering some delightful items for you to come and help support our wonderful group by buying something delightful for your home or garage.
And where does the money go?
To MRFA.
And to help MRFA.
To help MRFA do these things to increase our involvement in the racing world and hopefully have some more, even more fun events. We every once in a while slip a little something exciting in there, like, oh, for example, a personal tour of Bobby Rahal's garage, which is it's an awesome place down next to Audubon Racetrack, and that was a lot of fun. And boy, you just don't get to do that very often.
Oh, and we've seen you all. If you go to the website at MIRPA.org, MIRPA.org, you can see some of the pictures. It's got vintage. It's got Black Dog Racing. It's got Fault Line Racing, and there's Bobby Rahal, who we see down at the Autobahn there.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Rogers, Mark Basso, Stradale, Team Stradale, Continental Motors. They're all down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all the garage in the halls, as we call them, right?
Oh, and so. and Bobby Rahal, I could live there easily. It's much nicer than my home.
I got you. I got you. Just to give you that. Well, we can't thank you enough. So we've got this coming up on Saturday.
Yep, Saturday, February 6th. And
at what time?
It's the dinner starts at 5:30 with a cocktail party and the silent auction, and the dinner will be after that. But we started earlier because we also have our special VIP event and lunch at the Richard Driehaus Collection at the Chicago Vintage Motor Carriage, which is in downtown Chicago, and that looks like that's going to be a really, really interesting event as well. With lots of interesting cars, you can actually talk to a lot of very interesting people there. It's very,
oh,
it's very
there.
Casual. I'll be there. Yes. And the Ansos will be there, and it should be a lot of fun.
It's another show in the future. Well, we can't thank you enough for being on Talking Cars this
morning.
My pleasure. We appreciate it. We'd like to see more women, more young ladies here. And now that you're here, and Linda, and everyone else, you know, leading the charge. Janet Guthrie, Danica Patrick, we've been with at Michigan International Speedway, who I believe is, I don't know what her number is, but she led the Indy 500 for five laps just a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we see it more and more. My son's at the Air Force Academy, and it's now over 24% female. So we need to see a little more female input in there, so please bring your friends and neighbors. How about a shout-out to the troops? Coming up, Scott's Fire.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Say hi to the troops.
Hey. Hi, Bruce. Thanks for all your hard work. We appreciate it.
Doesn't get any better than that. Lucy DeLapp, we appreciate it. Hey, coming up next is Scott Skyer, just here in a second. You're on Talking Cars at 909-202-8714. First of its kind, you know, coming up the way that we came up with this again, trying to keep in touch with our military families, and we hold that true to our hearts. out of the 1%ers that are out there, Scott, you probably know this, 1% defend our country. And we're here this morning living proof that they're doing their job pretty good. Scott Snyder, how are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you.
And you're all dressed.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so what the heck are you doing here?
Well, we're here to see our friends. I would have to say that my wife, Cheryl, and I, we represent some of the diversity in this group. Although we like cars of all types, we've been car people since before we met. I mean, cars drew us together when we were in high school, and we're still doing cars today. But my wife and I are tour people. We're antique car and touring people. We enjoy cars of all types, but mainly we enjoy antique cars like horseless carriage type stuff. So here I am in a room with all these hardcore racers, and I drive cars that were made before 1915. So that's quite a diversity. My wife and I are very active. Cheryl was a past president of the Model T Ford Club.
Hey, Cheryl.
Oh, yeah, she's a worker. That's probably how we got involved in this group.
And you know what? I want to point out something. I don't think people really understand how much work it takes to put together just an event like this on Saturday morning, because people are pulling you and Linda and Cheryl apart. What about this? What am I? Everybody's walking in the door. Hey, I got a question. It's a heck of a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, but the girls, generally, they are the doers. We are the worker piece. We keep the cars.
I'm going to get letters and emails. Left
well,
this. Here we go.
The guys keep the cars running. The guys are the ones that.
You're getting deep.
Yeah, but the girls, they run the social part of this. They draw the club together socially. That's how my wife got active. My wife used to work with Lucy DeLapp and found out that Lucy drove a sports car, and my wife has a Triumph Spitfire, and they started talking cars, and the next thing you know.
What were they talking?
They were talking cars.
Oh, I like that show. I like that show. It's a good show.
Some of these girls do talk cars, and they talk cars quite a bit. You'd be surprised. So anyways, Lucy introduced Cheryl to Linda, and now my wife Cheryl is also on the board of MRPA. So that's how it kind of goes together. We're big car family people, but the social end of it is what draws my wife and I together.
Well, we want to say a very special thank you to you and your wife, Cheryl, obviously Lucy, Linda, everybody here. Jake's going to be back in a minute. And the reason I make it a special point to bring in the younger people, we are getting a little older, and we need that new, fresh ideas that are in there. I know next door, even Ralph, Corey, is that his name?
Maury,
Ralph Maury. He's got some kind of old car in front with 42-inch tires. What
it's
the heck?
Holtzman. It's a 1902, a 2 or 3 Holtzman high wheeler. Holtzman was made in Chicago. It's definitely a horseless carriage because it looks like it should have reins and horses in front of it. I mean, it's very archaic. It's a motorized wagon is what it is, but it's real. They had things like this. It's gas. I believe it's a one cylinder. It's a one or a two cylinder, but you would think it's a buggy, but it actually runs on its own. It has a tiller for the steering. There's a bar. There's no steering wheel, but it runs and goes. Ropes drive the rear wheels. But you can see this car go, and you can see it in the shop at Restorations Unlimited. It's standing in the showroom right now. It's beautiful.
And you can call them at 847-639-5818. You can send them a bill for that.
There you go.
You know, at MRPA. You know, what an exciting morning. I want to tell you something. We started this a little over an hour ago, and we're still going.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's going, what am I going to say? Well, you've been doing all the talking.
Well, it's easy to talk cars, isn't
it,
Steve?
Talking cars, just to get to it. Yep. Doesn't get any better. So, finally, we don't want to forget about this great event coming up. And I'm going to beat this into the ground.
Okay. Our banquet. Again, it's Sunday, Saturday, February 6th. It features Al Unser and Al Unser Jr. They will be our keynote speakers for our banquet.
Oh,
of course, Linda will be
and
there.
Cheryl.
And Cheryl.
And Lucy.
Yes, and they'll be working because they always do. They'll probably be signing.
Tony DiLorenzo.
You can meet Cheryl or Lucy. You love Glenn.
Dale
everybody's
Anderson.
Dale. Yep,
Larry
the whole
Bass.
Group. And even
Scott
more.
Steyer.
Yes, you will. Yep, we'll all be there. The thing, I have a quick story that I could tell you about being coming to this group. When I was a young man, I was raised in Arlington Heights, and I used to ride my Stingray bicycle over to a shop in Palatine on Colfax Street that was run by a fellow who's a member of Bob McKee. Bob McKee is a living piece of history. And you could come here. You can come here because very, very often he's here on Saturdays, the first Saturday a month at the Cars and Coffee for MRFA. And actually, when I was a young man, I was scared to death to talk to him. I would ride over to his shop. The door would be open, and I would sit on my Stingray and look inside at the race cars and the activity going on. Well, later on in life, I joined this group, and here's Bob McKee. And now I could sit next to him and talk to him like I'm talking to you. I had dinner with him a couple nights ago. I scared to death of him when I was a kid, but he's a pretty good friend of mine now. And that's the kind of stuff that happens when you join this group. You meet a wide variety of people, and you make a lot of friends, and that's so cool.
Well, Scott, we want to say a special thanks to you for being with us today. Let's not forget about a shout-out to
thank you for the troops. Thank you for everything you do, and come home soon. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Scott Stires. A young man's coming over here right now, Jake. And, you know, what I found amazing is his humility, but he actually pulled out his camera, started shooting some video. Jake, tell us what the heck you're doing with that camera over
there. Oh, I was shooting some video for Linda to make a compilation of, you know, some of the guests of this show and some other things. We're planning on starting a YouTube channel eventually.
Who do you know? How did you get involved with MRFA?
It would be easier to name who I didn't know. But,
oh, okay. All right.
My grandfather did sound system for the track back in the...
And what is his name?
He's Alan Gerber. Okay. He's no longer with us, though. Okay.
But we'll say hi to Alan. Hi, Alan. Say hi to Chester, my dad. Okay.
But anyways, he did the sound system for that. So my dad and my uncle, who are here today, grew up in the place. They put headsets in towers and check everything and set it up before the race, come down, pick it up after the race. And that's pretty much it. And then,
so it's kind of in your blood.
Yeah, kind of. So when MRFA started up, we ended up, you know, coming to the car show, and then we ended up just getting involved. And, you know, me and my dad helped Linda with the archiving and of the photography and all the memorabilia she has here.
Well, one of the great things when you said about the YouTube channel, and this is something I think we can obviously work on together, between the live streaming, the U-streaming, we have a white label system that we use. It's called Sensei. Our shout out to our friends in Dallas, Texas, Christian Briggs down there, CEO and founder, now just expanded into China, Jason Holmes, some of our friends out there. Bob Parsons been on our show from GoDaddy. He helped us set up our website, a lot of people. And so your interest is interesting me because it actually makes my job a little easier when people understand that I'm trying to get a connection. I'm running Glenn over there to do a sound check, you know, and it's like, you know, you kind of get it just to go through it. So certainly appreciate it. What are you looking forward to this year? And are there any other events besides MRFA that you go to?
Car-wise, I don't get to go too much. I've been pretty busy working on a book project about the Meadowdale area, about the Biesingers.
Okay.
Me and my dad are writing a book about the Meadowdale homes, the subdivision, the shopping center, all built by the same family that built the Meadowdale Raceways back in the 50s.
And this is the first I'm hearing about it. So, you know, it looks like you got your own show coming up in there. That's a scoop. Got a little scoop
here. Yeah. I've been working with Greg Biesinger, son of Leonard Biesinger, who built the track, and I've been scanning blueprints and plot surveys for all the stuff he's done in the area, as well as he's donated hundreds of photos for our book project. And it's been a lot of fun and a lot of work.
And when do you, now are you just in the middle of this right now, or what's kind of going on with it?
Organizing still.
Okay, so that takes all the work right there to come through it. Now, are you creating your own YouTube channel for that, or what are you doing?
The YouTube channel will be for MRFA, and okay. It'll be posting mostly Meadowdale and other track-related things. The book thing is just kind of a side project that we're doing on our own.
Okay. And, you know, let us know if we can help you. You know, we have a lot of things that we can offer that maybe can help or add to, you know, here and there, come through it. So what are you going to be working on today? I seen you had some pictures out here before. Okay. Let's just pull one out real quick. Then we're going to get Linda back up here, maybe Tony for a quick second. And what are we looking at?
This is Simon and East Corner, which was a, before it was a restaurant, it was a gas station. It's on the corner of Algonquin and 31.
Okay.
Yeah. You know Simon and East? All right. That's where the Shell station is now, if you know that.
Yep.
And this is a early 1930s era photo that was shot by my great-grandfather. We had the negative, and we found it.
Wow.
So we brought it with us to see if some of the car heads could tell us, you know, a little bit about the car and figure out about what year it was.
Wow.
And so you have it now narrowed down to?
Early 30s.
Early 30s.
Yeah.
That's absolutely amazing. Well, Jake, we can't thank you enough at MRPA.org. Obviously, you'll be at the dinner.
Of course.
Of course.
And going through it. Have you met Al Unser Jr. or Sr. before?
No, I don't believe I have.
I think so.
But Tony's standing here right now, DiLorenzo. We've got, you know, an icon in the group. We got Cheryl here. We got Lucy here. We have Tony. Everybody's here. I mean, everybody's here. Linda Darrow was here, for crying out loud.
Linda.
I mean, just to come out here. Well, we can't thank you enough for being on our show today. How about a shout-out to the troops?
Hi, troops. I hope you come home safe soon.
Doesn't get any better than that. Thank you, Jake. I believe it's Bob Dunkel. Did I get that right? God, what a great memory. I'm glad I write things down. Bob Dunkel, how are you?
How are you doing, Steve?
Holy smokes, you're just sitting there all humble and everything. And tell us about, you know, who you are and what the heck is that track back there?
That track is just I wanted to build a stock car track about 13 years ago. And I wanted to build it around a ghost track, an existing ghost track, a racetrack that existed before. And somebody reminded me of Meadowdale. So I went and walked the track and started doing the research, and I decided to take the Meadowdale layout and convert it into an actual 1/32nd scale stock car track.
Now, how did you get all the elevations for that? Because if you go in the back there, that thing goes up and down 2-3 feet.
Well, I actually found elevation diagrams on some website that was dedicated to Meadowdale, and I looked at the elevations, and then I actually went out and walked the track before it became a walking and bicycle track. I went and walked the track and kind of looked at the elevation that way. So just experience told me how to do the elevation on it.
Now, when I look at a track like that, it looks like it's about $500,000. But how many woman hours and man hours do you have into that? Because I'm sure you had a little bit of help.
I can't even begin to tell you. I had a crew of people helping me. I belong to a stock car club.
Which is?
Well, there is no name.
Where is it located? Because you invited me last time.
Well, it's all over the place. It's all in our basements.
Okay.
Meadowdale used to be in my basement. We have a track in Crystal Lake in the basement, one in Elgin in the basement,
one
in Chicago.
Downers Grove?
In Downers Grove, that's a big commercial track.
What's the name of that track?
That's actually called Chicagoland Raceway.
Okay, we'll send them a bill.
Send them a bill. The owner's Mike Swift.
Hi, Mike Swift.
And that's where all the commercial guys go now. The commercial race, the stock car racing, is 1/24th scale.
Right.
So the cars are a little bit bigger. The home racing, which is what the track back here is 1/32nd scale. So it's meant for more tracks that would go into people's homes.
Got it, to go through it. And so now today, what do you, when you join MRPA, does that get you onto the slack car track in the back, or do you have to pay extra for that?
No, I right now, I think it's just come in with your slack cars and have some fun with us. This was just an idea. I wanted to get rid of the track after 12 years.
Okay.
A board member, or used to be a board member, Larry Fullhorse, told me or asked me if I would donate the track to MRPA.
Wow.
And I of course, said yes immediately, because we thought that that might bring in some interest from some of the younger kids.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's the only place I can display all of my race cars, because I couldn't afford the real ones. So I buy the model ones, a 1/32nd scale. So I have a set of cars that...
So if somebody just wanted to get started today, and back in the day we used to go to Elk Hobby Shop in Elmhurst. I mean, that was just the place to be. Elk
right.
Spangler, who died right after high school, a great charity they had going today. But a car can be $20, $50, $100, and that'll get you started.
Absolutely. If you just want to come to MRPA and just see the track and try it out, Linda has some track cars that she bought for the track for people to use and try.
Okay.
But then after that, go out and you buy yourself a stock car. Like you said, it can be anywhere from $25 to $50, and then you can come here and race and join in on some
at
of the races.
MRPA.org.
MRPA.org.
MRPA.org. It gets hard to say, isn't it? MRPA.org. MRPA.org.
Right. That's the place.
It doesn't get any better than that. How about a shout-out to the troops?
I will do that. Thank you to all the troops, and I appreciate you coming here and doing this.
Thanks. Doesn't get any better. Happy
New
Year.
Good.
Happy New Year. Hey, we're going to finish up here with Linda Darrow here. Finally, I want to say, let's thank a few people, Linda, who are on the show today. And on Talking Cars, this is a first at Meadowdale. I want to say thank you humbly. It has been absolutely a privilege. And as we met again at the Mecum Auto Auction, you were kind enough to hand me your card. And I said, well, we're coming back out next year. You go, just call me. And I came to the meeting last month, and you invited us out here again on Talking Cars. This is amazing. And the people are friendly. We go to places and people are like, I'm busy, and they walk. I just want to say thank you for your kindness. Let's go through a couple of people here. And we had Tony DiLorenzo here.
We did. Tony DiLorenzo came all the way from Michigan to visit with us.
Go Blue. Is it Blue or Spartans? Tell me. Okay, Blue. So we got that going. All right. Then we had Larry Fullhorst on. And sit right here in front of us. Then we had Ralph next.
Ralph, are you too ink?
Are you too ink? Ralph, what's the website? Linda, what's the website? Okay, we go through there. Dale Anderson,
a board member currently, great board member. And Larry Best, a former board member and a member of Midwest Council. Glenn Johnson, who's a MRFA member.
Tom Stefani. Mr. Nicky. That's a great story. Who would know that story? And this is why people should come and be with MIRPA, MIRPA.org, and call into the show, 909-202-8714. Talk with Tom. Talk with Linda. Talk with Larry. Absolutely. We have more people back on there.
So we had Bob Gunkel, who donated the racetrack.
Thanks, Bob.
We had Ralph again. And
I was just here. Where's Scott? There he is.
And Lucy DeLapp.
We couldn't get Cheryl on. No, she's like, I'm not getting on that show.
Lucy's a board member, but she's also like my right-hand person. So I think it, and she helps execute it. So.
Finally, yourself. And we want to say, you know, to you and MRPA, what a privilege, again, it's been for us to be here. We are looking forward to the next show. Let us know what we can do to help. And remember, during the week, we're going to start in February. We're going to be starting at the Detroit Auto Show. We're going to be live there. We have a couple of special guests coming on there. Then back in Chicago, please just come up to the media room. We're going to be live every day at 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock, and then we're going to tour the floor, walk around. We'll be with the Windy City Corvette Club, the Camaro Club of Chicago. We'll be at Fifth Third Bank's booth. We got a lot of great things coming up there. Nissan. Boy, I can't even think of everybody who's out there. Roush. Molly Roush, does that sound right? Boy, all these people out there, you know, it just go through it. Now I'll think of it more as I go through it. But the logistics of being here today and then this upcoming dinner. Let's hear about that dinner. I'm going to beat this dinner into the ground. I love this dinner. This is an amazing dinner. Then we're going to call it a show.
Okay, one more time. Our winter banquet coming up Saturday, February 6th. You can go to our website at MRFA.org and click on events, and you will find a registration form and a little more information about the event. I also just want to take a quick moment to say that you do not have to have a race car or ever have driven a race car to come to our group. You just have to like people and have some kind of interest in cars. You'll meet some great, great friends. I also want to take a second to thank our many, many, many volunteers who help with all of our events, aside from our board members. We could never do it without them, and we're always looking for more volunteers.
We like volunteers.
We love volunteers. We have some little volunteer benefits here and there, so it's a great group to join and come and help us out.
Doesn't get any better than that. And then you have some sponsors. Who are some of your main sponsors?
We have two main sponsors. We have a bunch of small sponsors who take ads in our yearbook every year and so forth, but Nikki Chicago is a bronze sponsor for us and has been since the beginning. But especially Mecum Auctions, we want to thank. They have been a platinum sponsor from the very start, and that's been 6 or 7 years now.
Frank and Dana.
They're great.
All right, so as we always say, we want to say a very special thanks to MIRPA, MIRPA.org, and the upcoming events here on February 6th at the Marriott in Schaumburg on Martindale, just about a half mile south of Woodfield Shopping Center. How about a final shout-out to the troops around the world who are defending our country so we can be here today, Linda?
Okay, I just want to say stay safe and come home soon, especially to my nephew Jack, who's in the Navy.
Go Navy! Fear the goat.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Steve Tomaszewski. Thanks to Linda Darrow. Everybody here at MRPA today, we're live on Talking Cars. Hey, tune into our show starting in February, Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Glenn, thank you for your help today. Jake, wherever you are out there, Dad, appreciate that. Everybody who's been on our show, I'm Steve Tomaszewski. And remember what we always say, if you can't stand behind our troops, I suggest you stand in front of them. We'll be right back with Talking Cars.